please?
WSBT 754 listening.
WRWB 49 calling WSBT 754. You still got a copy?
Good morning, Mike. How are you doing, bud?
Yeah, morning time out there. Yeah, I heard you out there. I just figured I'd give a shout out. On your way to work this morning?
Oh, yeah. Yep, I rarely miss a day, man. One of those guys.
Good morning. WSHM 738.
Good morning, Paul. How you doing? Oh, look at me run a red light. There you go.
I have to make a citizen's arrest this morning. You keep doing that.
I don't know what the hell I was thinking, man. Just rolled up to the red light and decided to go.
Yeah, morning time out there, Paul. Yeah, it's not a good thing. You don't want to run no red lights.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Yeah, it's not that light.
Monday. I hate Monday.
Little Mac in 94 there.
A long...
Never any traffic anyway.
We doubled. Go ahead again.
My fault. Yeah, is that there, Little Mac in 94? Kind of red lights for no reason whatsoever. I don't know what I was thinking. Just cruise right on through.
Hey, it happens. I'd rather do it now than in the peak of rush hour.
Go ahead there, Mike. Yeah, I hear you, Paul.
Yeah, you don't want to do that, that's for sure. It's not fun getting T-boned.
Man, that audio, there's a hell of a difference. That audio on that radio you're using, Mike, is so light. It's one hell of a difference between your mobile and that radio and that radio and Charlie's radio. You gotta keep riding the volume knob.
Yeah, well, I wasn't talking that close to it, but I'm sure you can hear me a lot better now.
Well, that happens.
Yeah,
but
it's just
you
early
know,
on a Monday.
It's still just as
you haven't got the pressure going yet
for whatever reason. So it's the Bofang thing.
You know, Mike, you and I crossed paths not too long ago during that last storm we had. You were at 21 and 94 heading west, and I was at 20 right there at Hall Road heading east during that storm we had a week or so ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I was coming home from work.
Yeah, you were talking to a guy named Dave. I think Dan was another guy. I don't remember. In fact, I remember barely remember my own name sometimes. But yeah, I didn't see no antennas or nothing. But then again, I had two hands on the wheel. That rain was coming down, man.
Yeah, it was coming down in buckets, that's for sure. Just for a minute. That stopped. Some areas got no rain at all. They're like, no, it's no rain around here. It was like dry. It was almost like dry. It's like, it was like a river by me. Place was flooded out everywhere. You couldn't see. It was terrible. Anyway, back over to Paul.
Well, if the cookie crumbles in Michigan, you could get tons of rain in one area and you're lucky if you get a sprinkle in another. It's just the way it works.
Yeah, it wasn't too long after that. I got to just crossing into St. Clair County, and then the sun started coming out. So, it was kind of crazy.
Some areas by me, you know, cars were stalled out, hydrolocked, and, yep, and you know how that goes.
I brought a bunch of dirt in, and I was afraid it was going to get washed out, so it started out to just be a normal rain, and, lucky it didn't wash out any of the dirt.
Yeah, we ended up getting nothing up there at my place. I went into a meeting at 3 o'clock up at the boss's office. By the time I got out of there at 3:30, it looked like Armageddon was going on outside. I couldn't believe it. It was like, where did this come from?
Yeah, it was just like in and out in like within an hour. That was about it.
You know, I had to go out to the street because the streets were flooded. Both sewers were clogged with leaves and sticks, so the water was coming up the chute of my drive, and so I had to go out there with a rake and clear the sewers on both sides.
Yeah, we definitely got dumped on. All right, gentlemen, just rolled up to the old workplace, so time to go in and make the coffee.
All right, have a good morning. We'll see you later. Get your Monday in and out and put it in the books. I hate Mondays. We'll see you later, Charlie. WSHM 738. Mike?
Yeah, we'll talk to you later there, Charlie. This is WRWB 49.
All right, you guys have a great day. WSBT 754.
How's the traffic out here this morning, Mike, already?
You mean traffic on this one here?
Traffic on the road.
Well, I'm not on the road yet. I wouldn't know how traffic is.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's so busy. Seems to be fairly busy this morning. So, anyways.
Yeah, I got what you're saying. Okay. Yeah, I don't have to shoot out of here until like around 9 o'clock, so.
You get to drag your feet a little this morning.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Hey, you're pretty hip on a lot of things. I don't know if you know this. I don't know if it's an inside thing, but you know that certain area, Shelby Township, which is like north of 59 and on the west side, just south of like where the Fort Bears water park used to be. You know what they refer to that area as?
No, I do not. Are we talking about like, not by Yates, but like over there by the old cement yard and Four Bears, just right there, right?
Yeah, so here, let me be more precise. In between, I think, was Four Bears off? Oh, I'm not sure what that road is. Anyway, it's north of 59, west of Mound, kind of like in the area of West Utica Road, you know what I mean? That whole area right in there. And whatever that road is north of Mound, whatever road, is that Auburn Road maybe that Four Bears Water Park was on? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think it was what? Auburn Road. Auburn Road kind of curves around. It could have been Auburn Road.
Anyways, that area, west of Mound, north of 59, just west of Mound, right? And east of DeQuinder, that whole chunk right in there. It's part of Shelby Township. So, do you know the area I'm talking about now, or no?
Yeah, I kind of do. Why was up?
Well, the question that I posed to you, do you know what they refer that area? There's a name for that area. Are you familiar with it? It may be kind of a, maybe not a well-known name. Obviously you don't know, so, all right, we'll just move forward here.
Yeah, I kind of don't, but I mean, if you enlighten me, I probably remember.
I think they referred to it as Dirty David.
I'll say again, you kind of broke up there.
Ah, surprise. I said they referred to that area as Dirty David.
Never heard of that one. That's a new one to me.
Oh, it's that real trashy area. I think we know somebody that lives over there. Don't we?
Yeah, he lives like off of Shelby Road and like oh man, I'm trying to think now. Yeah, it's like right off Shelby Road there. I worked in that area for a minute, so it's all coming back to me now.
I don't think we're talking about the same guy. Anyways, I just thought you may be aware of what they refer to that area as, and they refer to it as Dirty David. That might be a police thing. That might be a police name for it.
You know, there's a bunch of older neighborhoods back in there that butt up against that lake.
Well, for Shelby Township, it's kind of a tough-looking area, so. Anyways, all right. There you go, so that's all I know. No rain in the forecast, I don't think, at least as it stands right now, so it's probably going to get a little warmer, but they're saying the humidity is still going to be gone, so I don't mind hot. I just don't like hot and humidity.
Yeah, I don't blame me either. No, that just, yeah. It's terrible. It's sweat, you know, and just not a good thing.
I gotta make a few calls later at work today, later this morning. I gotta make myself a mental note so I don't forget.
No, okay.
Yeah, get some eggs at the farm today. Well, I probably won't get them today. I'll secure the deal.
Yeah, I got you. All right.
Just trying to avoid a double tandem gravel hauler, you know, with the two little trailers behind them. Start wigging and wagging.
They start, you know, doing that. It's like, better get away. Plus, you don't want to be behind them things anyway when they're spitting rocks at your windshield.
You know, if you get damage from a vehicle like that, commercial vehicle, I've seen it before. I've seen people hauling like these big excavators. You know, they're all dirty, and they're hitting they're bouncing down the freeway because of the potholes and rocks and dirt flying off of them. They're liable for that.
Yeah, they say they are, but, you know, it's like getting blood out of a turnip.
I was driving way out by M5, you know where that's at, right? Way west of us there. And I remember I went to turn off the road going west off M5, and I cut into the turning lane, and I guess my tire picked up a rock and threw it at a guy way to go behind me. And he chased me down into a McDonald's parking lot. And he said I had to pay for his window. I told him to kiss my you-know-what. So, I mean, it got as far as, like, he called the cops. And the cops said, you know, that's what your insurance is for. In this particular case, he was just turning off the road. His tire picked up a rock and he hit your window. So, he's not liable for that. That's your insurance company. It's not like you're a commercial vehicle hauling something, dumping rocks all over the place. That's a different situation.
Yeah. But yeah, you can't help Mother Nature.
Yeah, exactly. People are idiots. Problem.
Yeah, they pretty much are these days. It just amazes me. Some of these drivers out there, it's like, man. Especially those guys in the crotch rockets. They're looking for a death sentence.
Oh yeah, you see them all the time in the summer, right? Excessive high rates of speed, weaving in and out of traffic. They're looking to get an early tombstone, and I ain't talking about one of them frozen pizzas.
No, I know it. Then you got the ones that like the lane split. And you can't do that here in Michigan. That's not allowed. And it won't take much for them to get injured doing that.
Yeah, they do it, though. I've seen them this year do it. Talking about riding the lane divider, right, when there's a traffic jam. Are you kidding? They do it all the time.
Well, it's not legal here in Michigan. California it is, but not here.
Yeah, that shouldn't be legal anywhere, actually. Me, myself, I'm trying to place myself on a bike doing that in between two cars. You know, I just would never feel comfortable doing that, ever. Too easy for somebody to jig to the right or left and knock you out of play. Crazy.
You get some guy that'll like people that lane split and just stop and open my car door. Whoops.
You've been dropping out a time or two. I hear your signal getting a little weak, and then it clips your audio out. That's a weak signal thing. So I'm not sure if you're in a different area than you normally are or what there.
No, I'm in the same spot. I haven't moved. Maybe I had my hand placed, you know, had the antenna not pointing straight up and down at times, but for the most part, I'm in the same spot.
Yeah, it's just ducked out a time or two, not much, and you drop out and loses your audio, so. Yeah, you've been fine that time. It's just like I said, it happened a couple times. I noticed.
No, okay. Anyway. But, yeah, I just don't see what the significance is in doing that type of thing. Unless you're looking to get, you know, injured.
Yeah, it could be. Who knows? I would not want to be competing with a vehicle on a motorcycle. It's crazy. I wonder how many motorcycle deaths there are a year just in the state of Michigan. I know they keep total counts of deaths on the highway, and it's always 1,000, always up into the 900s or 1,000 by the end of the year. You see them on the freeway signs. They usually advertise as a friendly reminder to idiots on the road that you could be one of them numbers. All right, anyways, I'm going to get out of here, Mike, but my guess, it's August. My guess is they're probably into the 700s, so I have to look for one of those signs and see where they are at this point. I think they got to be high sixes or sevens by now. Anyways, we'll see you. Have a good morning. I'm almost here. WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
All right, there, you have yourself a good day, and we'll catch you later. This is WRWB 489. I'll be standing by.
WSZ 793 in the mix, listening.
WSPM 993 monitoring.
My buddy Kurt out there this morning.
WSOC 793.
Hey Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Good morning, man. Where you been?
Oh, just been busy. Too busy for my liking.
That's about the story of pretty much everybody there. Yeah, it's been a while, man. I haven't heard you. I keyed up a couple times to see if you were out there, but you weren't. I'm not on here as much as I used to, so, you know, it must be different. When you're out here, I'm not out here, and when I'm out here, you're not out here, or whatever, there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger, that. A couple times I did turn on, it was like, wow, it was just dead. Nobody was out there. Yeah, I've been busy with work and then had some health issues with the wife, so. But, yeah, I was going to throw you an email here the other day to see how everything was going, because I haven't heard anybody.
Yeah, Roger, that. Well, that happened to me. I was off for a couple days. I started getting emails and texts and things, messenger on Facebook, y'all right? It's like, yeah, I'm okay, man. I'm just doing what I'm doing here. What was I going to say? I get out here in the morning, maybe a little bit, throw my letters up there, and nobody'd answer, and I just turn it back off. Or, that's just the way it is. I get out here in the morning, but if I don't talk to nobody by a certain time, I just turn it off, go about my business there. Roger.
I roger that. I mean, like I said, usually I'll throw the one up at work, but I've just been so busy between work and helping people out on the side. It's like my 8-hour days turn into 12 and 16-hour days. So, yeah, it's just like, all right, one of these days I'll slow down.
Yeah, Roger, Dad. Well, I figured I'd start getting out here, even if I ain't feeling well or anything, throw my numbers out, so everybody knows I'm still alive, I ain't dead or anything. And then, I've been out here quite a bit the past few days, man, having sometimes a long-windedness and talking to everybody out here. It's good, I like it. I like the people out here. Anyway, what's the word on the repeater, man? Any nothing or anything, new deal, nothing, anything done?
No, not as yet. Everything got put on the back burner. My wife was having some medical issues. And then it was too hot. So hopefully here the next few weeks, I know before fall that I can get that raised up a little bit more and check it out. I mean, but it's still running. The assistance ain't there yet.
Yeah, right to that. I meant to key up the last time. I meant to say, sorry to hear about your wife, man. Is she all right? Everything okay there, or, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's doing really well. She just, she's second-time cancer survivor. So, yeah, it's just, you know, we have to go through some little bit questionable moments, but all going good.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I didn't want to bring out the whole thing out here, but I guess it did. So, oh man, that's good though. You know, you told me what you just told me. You know, kind of screwed my head up a little bit. I don't know why, but that's good though. That's good. She's doing okay then. That's a good part. I like hearing that. I hope everything is good. I hope everything goes okay there, Roger.
Roger that. Physically, from the surgery, she's doing great. Mentally, she's phenomenal. Now it's just, you know, a few more doctor's visits to see, make sure everything's good, but looks like it's going that way, so hopefully kind of get somewhat back to normal.
Yeah, right to that. I'm sure it'll take a little time. It always does, no matter what. It takes a little time, but it's worth it, man. If it's gone, if, you know, everything is good, man, you know, it's worth taking a little time there and to get things back to normal. But my thoughts and prayers are for her, and, you know, like I said, hope everything goes good for her. But anyway, other than that, where you at?
Shaner, coming up to 7 Mile.
Yeah, better keep one hand on the wheel, one hand on the armrest there on the trigger there, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, every day, all the time. Just early in the morning, it's not too bad. Coming home at the end of the day, well, that's a different story.
That's my old stomping grounds down there, and I was a kid, Shaner and 6 Mile, and I lived by Six and Gratiot, but Shaner and Sunmile, I had a lot of friends up that way. So I used to run all up through there. I was in my teens and stuff, so. And I was there, I was still living in the house when everything went to pot. So, you know, that's what I'm saying. Just I tell everybody that. One hand on the wheel, one hand under the armrest on the trigger.
That's definitely not the same. I used to come down here all the time when I was a kid. My dad worked for Detroit. And just looking at the change, it's like, oh. And so many people down here just don't care.
Yeah, Roger that. My dad worked for Detroit, too. He was a boss. He was the boss of maintenance down there, Cobo Hall, and everything and stuff. He was the, or not only the Cobo Hall, but he was, you know, boss of maintenance of the other stuff. I never really, you know, but he was up there, and we used to. We lived down there by Six and Gratiot and stuff. It was beautiful then, you know. Childhood was good, you know. I ain't got no complaints there, right?
Oh, Roger that. Yeah, my dad used to patrol the streets of Detroit back in the day.
Yeah. Those were the days, though. Let me tell you, my friend. I wish I could go back to them. I get on Google Earth here. I want to see the old neighborhood and stuff and places where I hung out, you know, with friends, see friends' houses and stuff. Thank God for Google Earth, you know. I don't have to have a finger on the trigger to go through the old neighborhoods and stuff. And it's depressing, but looking at stuff on Google Earth, it's depressing, but it's safe that. You know.
Roger that. Yeah, my grandparents were over by French and Van Dyke. And you know, you talk about watching the area deteriorate. Wow.
Yeah, Roger, I was down there. I knew a guy lived up there. Almost every Saturday night or something, they had drag races up on French Road. And I lived way over by Six and Gratiot, just a couple blocks away from Gratiot, about three from Six. So I was there. I used to sit on the porch at night, Saturday night, and it'd be all quiet out there, and you can hear them drag racing up down French Road.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember going down there all the time, you know, and then it wasn't safe anymore.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go there and see it, you know, because it's like a long time. I guess we didn't do nothing about it, but it'd be a couple hours. I'd be sitting out there listening to these guys, man, open up, and, you know, it was from, 6 Mile, that's before they closed off 6 Mile through the runway across it there. But it was from, I believe 6 Mile, it was about a good half mile. French Road was a good half mile straight away. I've been up French, you know, but I don't know, sometime there, not that long ago, I guess they were drag racing and the car drag racing a go-kart, and the go-kart was winning. And I guess the guy didn't judge, and he turned to the left, and the car he was driving hit him. And I don't know if he died or what, but then the city said no more.
Yeah, I could say when we were going down there, I can't even remember when I stopped going down there, but, I mean, they would come in with the cars on the trailers, a lot of money down there. And then, yeah, people started getting a little stupid and poor losers, and that's when it got bad.
Yeah, and I think a couple shootings, sore losers. People would come from the suburb, they're on their trailer, things like that. I know all about it. I've just never been there. Always stuff. I want to go down there and see this. I'd have a good time. You know, since the police wasn't doing nothing about it, like I said, they'd race for hours. Motorcycles, and you hear motorcycle versus car. I used to hear all that way over where I live, man. And then, like I said, that guy got hit on the go-kart. It might have been that, or it might have been after that. Somebody was shooting. Somebody got shot. Sore loser stuff. And they said, that's it. The city said, that's it, man. You guys are done. No more drag racing.
No, absolutely. One of the unspoken rules down there, that precinct was, we know where they're all at. And they actually, could control it a little bit, but... Yeah, once people started being stupid, they went, okay, we're done.
Yeah, like I said, those were the days. One of the things I used to actually enjoy is if I had nothing to do, nighttime, I'd sit there on the porch and listen to them engines, man, listen to them opening up. Doing, like I said, I could hear it way over here, way over where I was at. On grass, you can hear it. And I always wanted to go, but it never did. But anyway, Kurt, I'm going to go ahead and put it on the quiet side here and monitor and finish my coffee and try to respond. But I just woke up about an hour ago. I'm still dealing with getting the fog out of my head. But it's been talking to you. You sound good, sounding good through the repeater and everything. And I'm out here when you get out of work. I'll catch you when you get out of work, my friend. I'll talk to you in a bit. WSOZ 73, clear after yours.
Yeah, roger that. Just about at the shop here. So, yep, we will talk to you later. Good hearing you good out there, Dave. WSFF 330, we're clear.
To roger. Smells like rain or something.
This is WSID 817. Good morning. I'll be monitoring.
Good morning, back to you. WSOZ 793. Listening. Station 902, you awake, WSOZ 793. No contact, station 902, WSOZ 793, listening. WSEU 202, we're testing out this specially programmed radio.
How about a 793? Are you out there this morning?
Yeah, it's working. It's working good there at 202, so this is Z793.
All right. Thank you much, man. You have a great morning.
Yeah, you do the same, bro. I'm back on the side listening.
FFT 902, 973, you got your radio on?
Any signs of life out there?
Yeah, I just called for you 2 minutes ago. FFT 902, what's that?
I thought I heard somebody on here when I was in the kitchen getting my breakfast together. Thought I heard somebody talking. I didn't hear exactly what they were saying, but I could hear the radio in the kitchen there, right?
Yeah, Roger that. I was calling for you.
Yeah, right, so what's up?
Same old bump and grind.
Yeah, it's about the same old to here. Nothing new to report. Same old business. Up, drink the coffee. I wish there was more coffee. You know, I was going to do a Keurig, but I was getting everything together and forgot. But yeah, nothing new to report here.
How's Stevie boy doing?
I have food in my mouth. I'm doing all right, you know, keeping it straight and, you know, doing what you're supposed to do there, Roger.
All right, I'm glad to hear that. That's a good thing.
Ain't heard from number three in a few days there. The other day he was over here, he came over and then he left, haven't heard from him since then. Hasn't been here, I don't know, so, you know, I know, I guess that's a good thing there, Roger.
Yeah, no, Roger that. I talked to him last week sometime, so he's all good.
All right. Yeah, as long as he's all right, I worry about him a little bit, but not, you know, I'm saying, you know, I just hope he's all right. I thought about texting him, you know, asking him if he's okay, now I heard it from you, I guess I don't need him, so. Yeah, like I said, other than that, there's nothing else to report. One day runs into the next.
Roger that. No, it was good news. I definitely agree with that, so.
And I'm going to get into my breakfast here, get it finished, and I don't know what else. But I'll be monitoring after I finish my breakfast stuff. Maybe Yapia, if she's still out there or anything. It's been pretty dead this morning. I talked to 330 this morning. I haven't talked to him in eons. The guy that got the repeater over here by me. I haven't talked to him in a long time, man. I heard him out there and talked to him on the way to work, so it was good hearing from him, good that he's all right. But that was about it, man. It's pretty much dead out here, so I'm going to
finish my breakfast and then monitor and do whatever I do here. So I talked to you a little bit, bro. My friend there, 902. Talk to you in a bit. WSOZ 793, I'll clear after yours.
Good morning, everybody. This is WSCP 257, gonna be mobile and monitoring.
Good morning, 257, right back. WSCP 793. Bob, how you doing?
Any better at the illegal, to tell you the truth. How about yourself?
Well, unlike you, I'm not exactly living the dream yet, but I'm working on it there, Roger.
Roger that, man's got to have a goal. All right, Rascal, we'll talk into it and finish up my breakfast here. Have a good one. We'll do it again, my brother. WRZP 544, clear, monitoring.
All right, Bob, I just finished mine, and I'm just letting it do its thing there, digest or whatever you want to call it. So, sounding good and everything there. I'm glad to hear you're sounding good. And, it's always a pleasure talking to you. You have yourself a good morning, my friend. WSOZ 793, and I'm listening.
Got a copy?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, this is Greg 922. I think I'm having a problem with my DD20. I'm on the Mount Clemens right now. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you good. You got a little bit of a fuzz behind you, but not enough to cover you up, man. You're sounding all right there. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to switch over back to the Flint repeater. I'm on Mount Clemens now, but I'm going to switch to Flint. I can't seem to get out, but let me see if you can hear me on Flint. I'm going to switch right now. WSGH922, Dave, get a copy.
Yeah, apparently I didn't hear you. Nothing. It's dead. I'm trying to figure out how the hell you're hitting Mount Clemens from Grand Blanc. That's what I'm kind of wondering, but no, nothing. On the Mount Clemens, I can hear you, but when you went to Flint, I heard nothing up until you got back to Mount Clemens again.
Okay, well, at least my radio's working. I guess the Flint repeater must be messed up or something. Yeah, I tried Jack last night. He called out for me, and I called back to him, and nothing. So I thought, okay, I'll try it this morning, and try it again this morning, and it doesn't seem to be working. I have to check my PO. I didn't change nothing, so it's kind of strange.
Yeah, that might be it. Might have to check the tone, or Flint's not working. I don't know. I haven't heard anybody else come out here through Flint yet, so hasn't been too many people out here this morning. But, yeah, check your...
I checked the PL tones on it. I believe it's the one, what did I use to do it? 143 or something. I'm still foggy here. But yeah, how the hell are you making the Mount Clemens repeater from Grand Blanc?
Well, I'm using that DB20 on high power with that Harvest BC200 on the roof.
Yeah, all right. Wow, it's doing the job for you. Guaranteed that. You do sound good through the Mount Clemens repeater. Like I said, just a little trace of hash behind you, but it's nothing I'd even. That's nitpicking. If I wanted to nitpick. But you sound great through it, man. No problem at all there, okay?
Okay, good deal. Yeah, there must be something going on with the Clemens repeater because I just checked my PL and it's 141.3. So same thing everywhere. So, interesting. I don't know.
Yeah, Roger. Well, it has to be the repeater. Because for what you're doing, if you're hitting Mount Clemens from where you're at, you should definitely bang in the flint there. So something might be wrong with that repeater. Because like I said, I ain't heard nobody talking through the flint repeater, but I guess there's not too many people out here this morning anyway. Roger.
Roger that, Dave. All right, well, thanks for coming back here. I'll keep listening here and seeing what's up here if I can figure this out. But thanks a lot, Dave. Appreciate it.
No problem, Greg. Anytime, man. You know, just give me a holler. You have yourself a good morning. Sounding good through the repeater and all that other good stuff there. And like I said, have yourself a good morning, my friend. WSOZ 793, and I'm clear and listening.
Thanks again, Dave. WSBH 92, clear.
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring.
Good morning, Chad. WSOZ 793.
Morning, Dave. WSBM 993. How's it going?
Well, it's going. It's going about as good. I don't know if it's about as good as it can get, but it's going. It's getting there, though. How you doing? How you been?
Yeah, copy that one. Doing okay, man. Just heading over to the Secretary of State of the DMV. Gotta go get this vehicle plated and license tabs in place on it.
Yeah, all right, man. I'll let you get on with your business. Good morning time to you. Sounding great. You always do there. Always good to talk to you. We'll catch you in a little bit. WSOZ 793. Clear for years.
Roger that. Same to you, my friend, also. Always good to hear from you and talk to you as well. Sounding good, too. WSBM 993 will be monitoring.
WSEC 222, monitoring mobile.
WSHR 566, WSPU 844. Is that copy?
Morning time, Kevin. WSOZ 793. Anybody come? SCT 203, Ohio. I'm not sure if I heard 332, Ohio. Those numbers I meant. You're barely making it up in here, but good morning time to you. You're barely making it up into the repeater up here in Macomb County, but you're getting there. WSOZ 793. 793, what's your CTH? Could you come back again, please? This is WSCT 203.
Yeah, I believe you said 203 or something like that. I'm up here, Macomb County, Michigan. I'm up here in Warren, going through the Macomb repeater there, okay? Copy. I got a copy on you, but it breaks up when you key up. When you're coming in, you break up. I still ain't got the numbers or the letters on you. I keep hearing 203, but I'm not sure that's it. But you're breaking up through the repeaters here, okay? Yeah, this is Whiskey Sierra Delta Tango 203. I'm on a beam about 4 foot off the ground over here in Ohio. Well, I got it all that time, 203. Whatever you're doing, stay where you're at or don't move nothing because you came in really good on that transmission, okay? How about that station 203 down in Ohio? You still there? Huh. Well, Mother Nature giveth. Mother Nature taketh away. WSOZ 793 listening.
793, this is Edge, Operator Edge, Ohio. Come on.
Well, hello, Ed. Good to meet you. Came in good that time. You're sounding good up here in Warren, Michigan. They're okay.
Copy on the Warren, Michigan. Yeah, right now I'm talking to you on a homemade ground plane, quarter-wave ground plane, on a like a little telescope and tripod. It's about 7 foot in the air. I'm getting ready to put my beam up on a push-up pole.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, it's doing you justice, I'll tell you that. You're coming in here, coming up the Macomb County repeater, that's where I'm on, coming in really nice. You get a beam up there, pointed up in this direction, man, you probably come in twice as good there, Roger.
Well, that's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping to get out a little bit better. I'm going to put it on there and push up in the air a little bit, but be about 20 times. Not sure how high as I can go, but if you're going to be on this station for a little bit, can I call you back here in about 10, 15 minutes?
Sure, no problem, Ed. I'll be out here monitoring, I'm sure. More than glad to help you out there, so, yeah, if you want to take care of that, give me a holler. If I hear you, you know I'll answer you. Roger?
Okay, 793, I appreciate it. What is your personal up there? Like I said, this is Ed, Echo Delta.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Ed. I forgot my manners here. You got Dave over here, Delta Alpha Victor Echo there. Roger.
Okay, Dave. It's nice to make your acquaintance. I'll get back to you. Give me 10, 15 minutes to throw this on that pole, and I'll get back to you here in just a minute.
Roger, Roger, Ed. I'm listening. I'm standing by listening.
How about you, 792? This is WSBC 222. You got a copy on this station here?
Yeah, go ahead, man. I got a copy on you.
How's it coming through here? This is my first contact with this radio.
It's working real good, real good. What's your location and what repeater are you running through?
I'm coming through Macomb. I'm in Bell River, Ontario, just across the river here from you guys, about 30 miles from the repeater, I guess, on coming up from a Yaesu FD-8900.
Oh. I know, I'm risking it now.
Yeah, I'm mobile here with a new radio in New Atlanta, across the river here for the day, and I heard you guys talking, I thought I'd chime in and see how this thing works, given this is probably as far as I've been away from the repeater.
What was that, Bob? Yeah, WRZP 544. Yeah, Ohio is booming in here, and so's the fella there who you're talking with up here in Sheboygan. Great conditions this morning. Keep doing what your folks are doing. And the guy, Ohio, and the guy from Ontario, booming in here really good. They're all sounding good, so. There must be a good day. It must be a good day in the atmosphere there or something there, Roger. Do that.
It's really hazy here in Ontario. I don't know if that helps or hinders. But shit, you can barely see 5 miles right now.
And so I'm going to call it smoke conditions, Roger. Yeah, Roger. There, while you keyed up, he keyed up. I heard both of you said, and he said the same thing, Bob. He was saying it's the smoke and stuff, probably, and smoky, really smoky where he's at and stuff. So, I got an agent call. I got to get up out of here for a minute. I'll talk to you gentlemen in a sec. WSZ 793. I'll be back.
WRZP 544. TMI, brother. TMI. We're clear and monitoring the frequency.
Roger that. WSEC 222 listening. And clear.
I'm back. Had to hit the T-Rig on the way in and give me a cup here. WSOZ 793, and I'm listening.
WSBM
993, copy. Hey, come on, Chad. Copy 993. About it, Ed? About it, 203 Ohio. You get that sorted out yet? WSOZ 793 calling.
Hey, 793, this is Ed over here in Ohio. I lost a damn nut on the U-bolt. I had to go find another nut, so I'm going to put it up right this second. I'll get back to you in a couple minutes, okay?
Yeah, all right, no problem, man. You sounded good, too, on that. Yeah, no problem. Take your time, man. I ain't no hurry. I'll be sitting here. Just do your bit and give me a call. But this is the 793 listening.
All right, Dave. Yeah, this is a quarter wave ground plane. It's a homemade deal. That's what I'm talking to you on now. But give me a couple minutes. I'll get back to you. WSVT 203 is clear for now.
That ground plane's doing a trick, eh, 793?
Yeah, he's coming in pretty good just off that ground plane. He's setting up a beam right now. So he's going to be out, going to test it out in a minute or two, man. Wanted me to hang out. So if he's doing that good with that ground plane, that beam should, he should come in here clean. Everybody?
I do that. Copy in the mail. Yeah.
had no problems reading them and understanding them. So, yeah, that beam ought to do them real solid. All right. I'll be listening, my friend. WRZP544.
WSFZ 793
from WSVM 993,
copy. Yeah, come on, Ted.
Yeah, Roger, that was Ontario, Canada out there, eh?
Yeah, he's coming in good, man, but when I first started on here, some guy in Ontario was coming in the repeaters, and I said hello, and I talked to him. When I got done, I told Jack, 488, that I just talked to Ontario. Jack told me that's illegal. He told me it's illegal to, talk to certain, I don't know, whatever the case. He said it was illegal, though, because, you know, it's not in this country or something, so I don't know. I don't want to do anything illegal and lose my license.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, he was coming in pretty good there. Then I entered Ohio, too, as well. But, yeah, definitely. But, Marty, man, yeah, just was jumping in there real quick. Just wanted to check on that with you there. But we'll talk with you in a little bit, Dave. WSPM 993 on the mobile. We'll be clear.
Yeah, Roger that. I felt bad for shortchanging him, but, you know, like I said, I didn't want to risk, you know, getting in trouble either, so I let him know that it was coming in good. Anyway, we'll talk to you in a little bit. Take it easy out there. WSOZ 793, I'm back listening.
WSGH 922 on the Mayville repeater.
Oh, it's working through the Mayville repeater, Greg.
Oh, okay, yeah. I misspoke before if I said Mount Clemens. I'm on the Mayville. Yeah, something's wrong with Flint. At least it is with my radio. I can't get out. I can hear, but I can't get out through Flint.
Oh, okay, that makes sense now, because I was sitting there thinking, he's in Grand Blanc, and he's hitting the Mount Clemens repeater from there. You know, I'm thinking, wow, the stuff in the air there, I can get the doggone word now. Must be doing pretty good if he's hitting the Mount Clemens repeater from Grand Blanc there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I can hear, believe it or not, I can hear, on the Mount Clemens, and I can hear on the Saginaw, both, and Mayville, but I can only transmit through the Mayville.
Yeah, all right. All right, I'm on the side here listening. I'm waiting for Ed down in Ohio to get a hold of me. He's looking up a set of beams. He's going to give me a holler. I'm waiting for him to give me a holler. I'll talk to you in a minute, Greg. WSSZ 793 on the side.
Okay, Dave. WSDH 922 Blair.
Dave 793, this is WSDT 203, copy.
Yeah, come on 203, I got you, go ahead. If that's you 203, you're not making it through the repeater very good, it's breaking up on you. Nyad, if you can hear me, no good. I heard something and then that's it. You're not making it through the repeater at all now.
FFT 902, monitoring.
Yeah, I'm waiting for this guy in Ohio to get a hold of me. He's testing out a beam or something. Man. Hey, 203, you in there, Ed? Well, either his stuff malfunctioned, his beam malfunctioned, or propagation let go on this end there. WSFZ 793, listening.
That sounded like him trying to get in.
It might be 203 trying. Is that you, Ed? 203? Let us know. WSMC 793.
I know, Dave, it's me.
No, I know it's you. You're coming in really good and clean. I wanted to see if Ed down in Ohio is trying to make the repeater or not.
All right, on. Yeah, I thought I heard him trying to break in there.
That was, propagation's all right. He was on a ground plane earlier. He was coming in talking to me, man. He was sounding pretty good, too, off his ground plane. He said he had a beam. He was going to hurry if I could sit back. He'd hurry, you know, hurry up and hook it up and see if it does better. I told him, yeah, while I was sitting here, some guy out in Ontario comes in here, man, clean as hell. The thing is, though, from what Jack told me, you can't talk to them guys in Ontario. It's illegal. I gave him a radio check and let him ride on. I didn't carry no conversation. But, yeah, everything's coming in. But Ed told me, Ed in Ohio told me he's going to hook up a beam and see how it works there, okay? Dave, 793, this is Ed, 203 over here in Ohio. Yeah, I got you, Ed, come on. Yeah, I just want to let you know, I could not hear you on the beam, I don't know why. But the ground plane, Yeah, right. I understood you couldn't hear me on the beam, and then you said something about the ground plane that started cutting out there, okay? I'm sorry to say that, but it's no good, man. You're not making the repeater now. I don't know if you moved your antenna or if Mother Nature pushed you over or something, but you're not making the repeater now. It's station on the Saginaw repeater. You're barely making it in here in the Macomb. Okay.
793 WS.
Is there something wrong with the repeaters? Who's calling me?
793 WSGH 922, Greg.
That's who I thought it was, but you called, you said 793 WSG, and that was it. I didn't get the rest of it. I figured it was you, though. That's why I said, man, is there something wrong with the repeaters? What's up, Greg?
I was calling you on the Saginaw repeater. I can't believe I made it that far.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I heard. Can you hear me?
I'm on the Mayville machine.
Okay, I'm on the Mayville too right now. I'm over in the Flint area.
I was getting into Flint from Bay City here.
All I hear when you guys come in is a mess of noise with you. I mean, I can hear both of you, but there's some kind of mess of noise comes in with you.
So I just switched it up to the Saginaw a minute ago. I guess you could hear me a little bit. I'm going to try it one more time. Hang on.
I don't know if that was you, Greg, but if that was you, no, forget it. No good, man. There's nothing but noise.
Well, by noon, it'll all fade away.
Yeah, that was me, Dave. Wow, I can't believe I made it that far.
You still in Mayville?
Back on Mayville now. Normally I operate on a Flint repeater, but I can't get out. I can hear, but I can't get out. I don't know what's going on with it.
Make sure your tone is set to 141.3.
Yeah, Roger, I did that, so I'm not sure. I'm operating a little Radiodity DB20, and when I unkey, it sounds like Star Wars, so I don't know. Something might be going on with the radio.
WSPN 300. Sounds good to where you're at now. You're on the 550 machine, I assume, eh?
Yeah, that's correct. 550 Mayville. I'm over near Flint.
You're full quieting, pretty much. It sounds great. That Mayville machine's a good one.
Yeah, I could hit the Saginaw, but it's a little scratchy, but conditions must be just right.
Well, the Saginaw machine has a habit of dropping out when it heats up. After you've been on the air for a couple of minutes, it'll drop right out and then reset. Something's wrong with that machine.
Okay, well, I'll keep trying to flint here periodically and see what's up. Not sure if it's my equipment or what's going on, but all right, thanks for the comeback. WSDH 922.
Yeah, all right, well, you're sounding good on this one, so you must be okay.
All right, bud, thanks. Thanks again.
Out of that, out of 203, WSOZ 793, calling. No contact on that Ohio repeater down there. No Captain 203, WSOZ 793, listening.
WSPM 993 mobile and monitoring. WSSV 783 from WSPM 993, copy. WSGH 922, WSPM 993, copy.
Chad, WSGH 922, you got a copy?
WSGH 922, WSBN 993, go ahead.
Yeah, I was over on the Flint repeater talking to John in Millington there. And I heard you call out for me, and I called back, but now I'm on the Mayville, so now you can hear me now, huh?
Roger that, yeah, I can hear ya. I reached out to you a little bit ago, but I didn't get a response. You said you tried to reply back?
Yeah, Roger. I'm going to flip back to the Flint and try it one more time.
Yeah, Roger that. How's this radio that I'm on sound? Does it sound okay?
Yeah, it sounds all right. I'm listening to the Mainville, so it's a little bit scratchy, but I can make out.
Yeah, copy. You're going to switch over to Flint, you said?
Yeah, Roger. I'm going to switch over to Flint and give you a call. Let me know if you can hear me.
Roger, Roger.
Okay, Chad, I called you on the Flint repeater. Evidently, you didn't hear me, huh?
Negative. We got a bunch of static or crackling noises or whatever coming in, but other than that, no, I didn't hear you at all. No audio.
Okay. Well, I was talking to a guy local here off the Flint repeater, and I heard you call me, and I replied back, but you couldn't hear me. So I'm on the Mainville, so something's up with the Flint, at least Lincoln.
Yeah, Roger that. This radio doesn't sound over-modulated or anything, does it?
You sound all right.
Roger that, but yeah, whatever you're doing right now there, Greg, on the Mainville or whatever you're on, sounded really good though, for sure.
Okay, yeah, that's good. I'm pushing about 40 miles or so. The Harvest 200, BC 200 outside in the house, and the DB20, the 20 watts, so it's making it, evidently.
Yes, indeed it is, for sure. How high you got that the Harvest antenna up? How high is it up?
Yeah, it's only on my gutter, so it's, you know, maybe 10 feet off the ground, so it's not very far up in the air.
Yep, copy. But yeah, man, I'm still sounding pretty good out of what you're doing right now, at least. So, like you said, I don't know, you might have some issues with the front repeater side or something on the front repeater, so it's got some kind of technical issues there. But anyways, Greg, definitely good to hear from you and talk to you again, my friend. We'll do it again. WSBM 993 on the mobile, we'll be monitoring after yours.
Okay, Chad. Yeah, I can hear, and I can pick up people on the local repeater, the Flint repeater, but I can't seem to transmit out, so we'll see if they take a look at it. I called for Fred, the owner, but he must be tied up. So, all right, my friend, we'll talk to you later. WSGH 922, I'm clear.
WRZP 544, radio check, please. Station calling, WRZP 544. You're solar static and unreadable, but We appreciate it. You just get the program up here on the UV32 Pro GPS and want to make sure she's doing her thing. So have a good one. WRGP 544.
WRSQ 888 to WSJD 204.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
810 WSBH 922.
Good morning 922. How are you on this fine Monday morning?
Oh, doing pretty good. Paige, how you doing today?
Yeah, totally exhausted. I'm glad I don't have anything on the calendar tonight because I plan on maybe having a little sippy sip and going to sleep tonight.
Yeah, there you go. You're the third shifter, so you probably need to get your sleep today for sure.
I was supposed to be off. I worked second yesterday. I was supposed to be off at midnight, didn't get out till 1, but my partner's had some health issues going on, and I've been having to deal with that the last couple of days. So I think since I got up to go to work Friday night, I got up Friday evening, I've probably got about 6 hours of sleep total since then. So, yeah, I'm pretty much ready to fall out.
Roger, roger. Okay, well, drive safe out there. Don't fall asleep. Talking off the Mayville repeater. Now, I can't seem to get out on the Flint repeater, which I'm closest to. I can hear on it, hear everybody, but I can't get out. Seems like it's just local stuff that I can hear or transmit to.
Yeah, I heard you guys chatting about that earlier. I couldn't get on the radio before, but I heard you talking about it. I switched over to it. It seemed like I was able to key it up. I'm kind of like right on the edge of the coverage for that where I'm at. And I'm going to be going in the opposite direction today. So I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah, me either. I tried to reach back to Jack last night, and I could hear Chad come back to him, but I was trying to reach him, but he wasn't hearing me, so I'm not sure what's going on with it.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably in about an hour, I'm going to be, maybe in about an hour, I'm going to be in a spot where I should be able to hit it, at least for a couple minutes. So, you know, I'll give it a shot, see if it works for me.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to switch back over there. I'll be monitoring. Give me a shout when you get in range. WSGH-922, I'll be clear.
Roger that. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. We'll be monitoring.
Hey, make sure that guy's got his wideband on, because their narrow band, because if it's narrow band, it ain't gonna work.
Okay, Robert. I think it's Robert. We'll make sure that's not on.
Well, yeah, because when I got these new radios, I was playing around with it, and I switched to the narrow band, and I couldn't hit the repeater, but I heard anybody on it.
Okay, Robert. Yeah, I think you got a Roger beep turned on there on your radio.
Yeah, that's different. I don't get out of it as much, so yeah, I like it. It sounds like a those old police radios they had before.
Yeah, that's exactly what it sounds like. It's like a I think I heard someone say it's almost like a data burst where it sends out your data at the end of the transmission.
I heard a bird one time outside, and I looked it up. It's a red-winged blackbird. That's how they chirp. But yeah, I mean, if it bugs people off, I turn it off. But it's kind of it's different.
Well, we've repeatedly asked people not to run those. It's about the only thing we ask.
I killed the bird. WRFK 359 will be trying to track it down.
WSGH-92, I'll be clear. Thanks, John.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to make a big deal out of it or nothing, but it should be well known by now. It's like about the only thing we ask, you know, not operationally. So it seems like a small ask. So I think people just need to know. So anyhow, everybody enjoy. Just out here heading back to the shop for lunch. WRUU 850.
Okay, John. Yeah, I'm up Grand Blanc area here. I'm talking off the Mainville. Can't seem to get out on the Flint one. I can hear, but I can't get out, so not sure what's going on with that. Talk to you later. WSGH-92, clear. And we missed you yesterday.
Yeah, I had, Saturday was with the in-laws. I had some electrical work I wanted to do around the house. All my smart bulbs went belly up. Company went bad, and turns out if their server isn't running in China, then my smart bulb stopped working. That's kind of unnerving. So I got a whole bunch of new ones in on Saturday, and we had this thing pop up, a family thing, so had to do that. And I was hoping I'd get home in time to take care of those bulbs, but I didn't, so that was Sunday's project. So told Jack, I tried to get a hold of him on Saturday and told him I wasn't going to be able to make it. But he got a hold of me in the morning, and I said I'd have to skip.
No problem. We'll do it next time for sure. Yeah, he brought me a big plate of baklava, fresh baklava, like usual. So we had a little cookout and a little get together. It was good.
Sounds like a winner. All right, I'm back at the shop with my lunch. So gonna get inside and get to it. WRUU 850.
Okay, Sean, take care. Have a great day. WSGH 92 clear. I'll be back on the point monitoring.
WISK 359. I'll turn off the Roger Bay. Roger, be fine. It's fully. I'll be on the night monitoring.
Sounds good, Robert, on this end.
USBM 993 mobile and monitoring.
WSFZ 793 monitoring, listening. Yes, please. It's working.
WIDP 488, WRZP 544. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring frequency.
Good afternoon there, 544. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. Hope you are well.
810, all systems go here. I hope things are going for you as well, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, you know the saying, could be better, could be worse, but, you know, I'm alive and kicking, so that's a good thing there.
That's the important thing. You're upright, moving around with your feet on the ground, and you didn't read your name in the obituary, so yeah, it's a good day.
Yeah, that'll definitely be a real bad day when I wake up and read my name in there, but, yeah, you know, it is what it is. I haven't heard you in a while there, but, you know, heard you throw your call out there, and I guess you were looking for Jack there, but I wanted to say hello there, let you know that we're thinking about you down here in beautiful Saginaw County.
Roger that. I appreciate the shout-out anytime. Always a pleasure to have you in my receive. Yep, you be safe down there in Saginaw. Don't do anything I wouldn't, and if you do, don't name it after me. WRZP544, you have a good day, sir.
Yeah, Roger that. All right there, Bob, you have yourself a good one. Best to you and yours. We'll talk to you again soon. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 monitoring.
WRZF-865, monitoring.
WSBM-993, monitoring.
This is WSIP-284 to WSBM-993, do you copy?
WSBM-993, go ahead.
What's going on, Chad? It's Alex. How you doing?
Roger that. How's it going today, Alex?
Pretty good, man. Just looking at this air quality outside, though, it's pretty crazy. It's up to like 160 or something around here.
I copy that. Whereabouts are you located again? I know you told me before, but whereabouts are you again?
I'm in Farmington Hills, right about Grand River and Drake, but it's kind of like between 10 and 11 miles.
Roger that. Copy. Must be on Mount Clemens or Detroit repeater.
I'm on Detroit. Unfortunately, I can't get into the Mount Clemens repeater from here.
Yeah, copy that. Another station out there trying to get in. Go ahead. I guess not. Yeah, that's cool, man. So yeah, that air quality is definitely pretty, not really the best for sure.
Yeah, Roger that. I think today is the worst it's been in about a week, and I think that might have just been the great Lord Kerchunculus out there.
Yep, copy that one. Let me make sure I wrote your call sign down. I don't believe I did. I want to write that down in my log here. 1 second.
Copy that. Do you want me to go for a phonetic?
All right, I'm back, Alex. Give me that call sign again real slow, and I'll write it down in my log here.
Roger that, Chad. It is Whiskey Sierra India Papa 284.
Copy that. WSIT 284. Copy.
That is correct. The P at the end is sometimes hard to both enunciate over radio and for people here, so I feel you.
Yeah, copy. I got you in there. I wrote it on my list file there, so I got you programmed in. But yeah, man, good to hear from you. Thanks for the shout-out and stuff. We'll definitely talk again for sure. You take it easy and have yourself a good rest of your day, and we'll probably talk again soon, my friend. But for now, you have yourself a great one, and we'll do it again. WSBM 993 will be clear and monitoring after yours.
Roger that. Good to hear from you as well, Chad. Stay safe out there. Try to stay clean in some air. Maybe get the recirc on in your car if you're traveling. This is WSIP 284. I'll be clear and monitoring.
Hey, calling station out there, real staticky, really broken up, really hard to make you out there, WSBM 993.
WSJF 896, monitoring in Farmington Hills.
That other station in Farmington Hills, that was a little bit better this time around, copy.
Johnson 896, new here to CMRS, trying out a new canto.
Yeah, copy that. Well, welcome to CMRS, man. Good to have you out here, definitely for sure. Name is Chad on this end, Whiskey Sam Bravo Mike 993.
Nice to meet you. I'm trying to pull off the Detroit repeater here, but trying not to do anything about
it. Yeah, you're definitely making it a little staticky, a little choppy or whatever, but it's coming in fairly well, I guess. Could be better, but you're making it.
Copy that. What was your call sign again?
Call sign is Whiskey Sam Bravo Mike 993. Whiskey Sam Bravo Mike 993. The name is Chad Charlie Henry Alpha Delta.
Copy, Chad. Nice to meet you. And I'll be clear monitoring here. Whiskey Sam Zulu Extra 896, clear monitoring.
Hey, 896, this is WSIP 284. What kind of antenna do you have?
This is 896. I'm currently running the 771 width antenna off a CID radio H3.
I believe I got a copy on that. Is that the Nagoya 771G, the 462 tuned antenna?
It's just a TID radio antenna, TD771.
Roger that. I was going to suggest you could try out the Nagoya 771G, that's tuned for 462. But it's actually kind of hard to get out there from here at Farmington Hills if you're on a handheld or you're not outside. And like right now, I'm on a Midland 575 50 watt with a Midland 26 antenna inside, and that gets me out there pretty well anyway.
Yeah, copy that. I just stepped outside here. I'm just on a 5 watt handheld, and this is this antenna, 771 antenna, is actually tuned 462.
Yeah, roger that. If you find a hot spot, you'll probably be pretty good, but it's a little hard to hit Detroit from here where we are. The
copy that.
Copy that. What was your call sign again?
It is Whiskey Sierra India Papa 284.
Copy that. I'm Whiskey Sierra Juliet Foxtrot 896. Name is John. Nice to meet you.
Roger that. Just for clarification, you said John. My first personal here is Alex.
That's the firm. John, nice to meet you, Alex.
Roger that.
Hey, John, what was your call sign again? I'm going to write it in my log here, WSPM 903.
We might even be able to go simplex at some point if you were ever trying to, but I'll be clear and monitoring on your final.
Copy that. And 993 is a Whiskey Sierra Foxtrot 896. And 284, I'm clear monitoring.
Hey, 284, did you copy his call sign by any chance?
Yep, roger that, Chad. His call sign is Whiskey Sierra Juliet Foxtrot 896.
Whiskey Sam Juliet Foxtrot 896, correct?
I'll say again, just because the transmit cut out there in the middle of it, it is Whiskey Sierra Juliet Foxtrot 896.
Roger that. Yeah, I got it. Okay, thanks, sir. I appreciate it. WSPM 993.
WSIP 284, clear monitoring.
Okay. Out and clear, monitoring.
993, WSGH 92.
Go ahead, Greg, 992.
Yeah, I'm going to flip over to the Flint repeater again real quick and see if you can read me.
Roger that. Yeah, Mayville?
Yeah, I'm in Mayville now. I'm going to flip over to the Flint. I don't think it's linked. I can hear you guys, but I can't get out.
Hey, go ahead, Greg.
So I called out for you, but I didn't hear me, huh?
That's a negative. I did not hear you.
Okay. All right. So Flint is receiving, but just not transmit. So, okay. Thanks, Chad. Appreciate it. WSGH 922, I'm clear.
So noted.
Not a problem, Greg, my friend. Anytime. WSPM 993, clear, monitoring.
We doubled there. I'll let the trustee know.
Roger that, Sean. Just FYI.
I'll be home in about half an hour. I'll get online and check a couple things out. But usually when it's receiving, or when you can hear it but you can't talk to it, that's... I don't know what that is. I don't know that can be done remotely. You can do the opposite. You can have it so it receives, but it doesn't transmit. But not generally what you're hearing. So I'll look into it and get a hold of the right people.
As of that, yeah, I can hear everybody. I just can't transmit through there. So I'm on the Mayville over in Grambling. So. All right, sir. We'll talk to you later. WSPH 92 will be clear.
All righty. WRUU 850.
WSEX 870, monitoring mobile.
WSIC 866 monitoring.
WSBT 754, go ahead.
WSIP 284 to WSJS 896. Are you still monitoring? WSIP 284 to WSJS 896. Do you copy? No copy 896. This is WSIP 284. Clear monitoring.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is WSET 257. Going to be mobile and monitoring.
This is WSID 817, monitoring.
817 WSGH 922.
How are you doing today, Greg? Come on back. This is WSID 817.
Yeah, good to hear you out there, Mike. And good to hear that we're getting out on the Flint repeater. It wasn't getting out earlier today, but it's working now. So what you been up to?
I have been up to some stuff. I went to the local monthly radio club meeting on Friday, and I have formulated a plan to put up my HF antenna. So I'm still gathering parts. I had to order the coax cable and the lightning arrestor. And I guess the next step is to go buy concrete and a 1.25-inch diameter pipe to bury in the ground so I can attach my antenna to it. I went to the shelter all weekend, went over to Lori's and swam last night, had dinner. And I worked all day today, and I'm just kind of finishing up my day here. I had a meeting with my boss at 3, it went for almost an hour, so now I'm just going to chill and relax a little bit for the rest of the day. What are you up to?
Good deal. Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear you're getting ready for the HF stuff. I know took me a while to figure out what I was going to do, and I ended up putting a wire up. So are you putting a vertical antenna then, or are you going with a wire?
Well, I have a 5-band vertical antenna, and I want to put that up, but depending on how it performs, I might end up getting a wire antenna. So I'm not sure, depending on like what kind of performance I get out of it. Otherwise I'd want to get something like, I forget the brand of it, but they call them bazookas. It's like a single band wire antenna that you can set up, and it comes in different lengths and whatnot. I might try that out if the vertical doesn't suit me.
Okay, very good. Yeah, the wires
is what I ended up going with, a half-wave NFED wire. It's about 74 feet long, and I can get everything from 10 meters all the way up through 160 on it. It's really worked out well for me. I didn't go with a vertical. I just went with the half-wave NFED. So I bought mine from EX Engineering. It was PAR. It was the brand. I think it's PAR NFED. And it was $189. So that's what I'm using, and it's amazing.
Yeah, I'm looking at different stuff. I don't know. I feel like I still have so much to do to just get my HF rig set up and somewhere in my house where it's going to be, and somewhere near a computer so I can hook it up to that if I want to. And I looked up the Bazooka. It's Radio Waves makes that. And then Park, wire antenna. I don't know. I'll Google that and see what you've got going on. I want to do POTA, so I want to have like a semi mobile rig. I want to use the 891 for a mobile rig, and I want to use it for my base at home. So I'm going to need a different kind of antenna to do POTA. So I don't know if I'm just going to do ham sticks or do like some sort of inverted V or something, whatever.
Yeah, go ahead, 257.
Hey, just I was listening to you guys, so I jump in. I actually run a Guzizu on right now on my NFED half-wave at home that I have in the backyard. They're actually pretty cheap, and they actually perform decently well. You can get them for, like, I think it's $100 on Amazon. Or if you want to do something for POTA, you can actually do something smaller and easier to set up. You can do, like, a 9-to-1 at, like with a 35.5 feet, or you can go to, like, I think 53 feet, because, quote-unquote, random wire. But you can pack those down really small. You get like a little junction box and wind a 9-to-1 toroid really small and put it in there and make it yourself for probably like $25 if you want to do the POTA stuff with WCT257.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I'm well aware of everything you can do yourself for sure. There's so many different ways to do POTA for sure. Friend of mine uses that Wolf River coil, and he gets out really well with that. I started out on ham sticks. I ended up buying the ham sticks. That's all I had at the time, and as a tech, that's all I wanted to, just wanted to get the 10 meter. So I used that for a long time, but once I put the NFED up, it was like night and day. It's just reaching out all over the world, but it did work. It did work fairly well, though. But there's so many different options for antennas on the ham side. It's amazing. But yeah, you can make get yourself a torite and wrap your torite so many times for a 9-to-1 versus a 49-to-1 and all that. There's all kinds of YouTube videos out there to make that stuff. If you want to do that, it's definitely something you could do. Back to you, Mike.
Yeah, copy that, guys. Thanks for the input. I'm not necessarily interested in making my own antenna. I don't like to make my own stuff unless it's like a DMR hotspot. That seems pretty easy to put together and silly to buy from somebody else. But like when it comes to making an antenna, by the time I understand that it's cheap to buy the parts, but, I mean, the time and the effort to put it together, I just don't have it. And if I could pay somebody $50 to $100 to put together a multi-band like, I'm looking at this par ends antenna. It's half-fed, half-wave, end-fed, half-wave antenna. It's $190 on DX. And, like, what would it take for me to build something that is as good or better than that antenna? I don't even want to go down that route. Because I just don't have the time or the effort to put into it. There's other stuff that I want to do the talking. I don't want to do the working. You know what I mean? Sorry.
Yeah, roger that, fellas. I hear you. What's your time worth, I guess, is the question. So I throw it out there. Like, I've done it a couple times now, so I could probably whip a 9-to-1 in a junction box inside of an hour. But, you know, like I said, that Guzzizu is also an option. Worth checking out. There's some great YouTube reviews on it from some pretty credible people that stand by it. So I think it's only like $100-$120, something like that. So maybe worth checking out if you wanted to save a little bit. There's not much that goes into them. They're pretty simple devices. So this is WSCT-257. I got to take off, so I'm clear. And have a good one, guys.
All right, 257, yeah, thanks for the info. That's what it's all about out here, helping each other out, for sure. I can just tell you, I'm like you, Mike. I don't have time. Well, I got time, but I don't want to mess with it. I'd rather just buy it. You know, if it's decently priced and it's a good product, then I just buy it and put it up. So that was my thinking as well.
Yeah, and the way, like, if I were to go down the way of making my own antennas, then I would buy spools of wire or whatever, sheathing, coating, insulation. I'd have all that stuff laying around so I could make up my own antennas, and then I have even more stuff laying around. I'm just not that interested in it, but it's... my hat's off to the people that do it, because it's beyond my scope, I suppose. I just want to use it and have it be nice and clean and everything put together and being able to wind it up nicely. And I don't know, man. It's just a rabbit hole I'm not willing to go down yet. But I'll probably be kicking myself in the future. Should I go down the road of making my own antennas, I'll be kicking myself, you know, for paying too much for the antennas that I bought before, but that's all right. But yeah, I went to the local radio club and I met a couple people. One guy, he's going to help me set up my antenna and get all the radios set up and make sure it's grounded. I want to make sure it's set up the right way, you know, because I don't really know what I'm doing, so I'd rather have somebody more experienced, supervisor, physician. Back to you, Greg.
Yep, I agree, Mike. Well, it's the same thing what I did is I got with some guys in the local, that I met on the ham side, the local radio club, and I had two guys that came over and helped me, you know, they told me what I should get and looked at my property and said, you know what, you can run the wire over that tree and we can put a telescopic pole here and blah, blah, blah. So that's what I did. I ordered all the parts and I had somebody help me, you know, so I'm very grateful for that.
Yep, yeah, I should have, I don't know, I wasn't about to have people come out to my house and take a look at what I should do, but I got a decent sized backyard, but I didn't want to put something on the roof, and I didn't necessarily want to build a mast or anything, but I guess I'm just going to put it on the ground, the multi-band and the vertical that I'm going to put up. I'm just going to put it on the ground and see how she functions. But yeah, I thought it was 4:30, so I'm going to take my dogs for a walk now, but I'll be listening, I'll be monitoring, I got to go walk my dogs here, so it's been a pleasure talking to you, Greg, and the other station, I can't remember the call sign of, thanks again, we'll talk again, this is WSID 817, I'll be clear and monitoring.
Okay, Mike.
We'll chat with you later. WSGH 92 will be clear.
WSIP 284 from
SBM 993 mobile and monitoring. WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring.
WSET 544 mobile and monitoring. Sierra Hotel Victor 455.
WSFR 966, where are you at? Radio check, WSFR 966.
WSSR, this is radio check here, a little light, there's some hiss in the background. This is WRTP 347, Dan, I'm off the Detroit repeater.
Yep, in Oscoda, Michigan, so it's a little spotty.
Copy that. That time your transmission was 5x5, very good, very clear. Have a great evening, WRTP 347, clear. Sierra Hotel Victor 455, radio check.
You're loud and clear here in Detroit, Michigan. WRYH-411.
You said Detroit, Michigan?
A firm on that. Detroit, Michigan.
Is this a laser feeder system? I'm up in Indian River.
Yes, sir. There's quite a few here on the MA. It's the MI-8 system. They got a bunch of linked repeaters out here in the state of Michigan.
That's really cool. I guess I never really looked into linked repeaters. Man, that's interesting.
Yeah, I'm not 100%. I know there's a couple of repeaters. I know Detroit, Mount Clemens, there's another place, a couple of repeaters up north. I believe there's one in, I'm not sure if it's Saginaw or Bay City, and then there's one up near Mackinac, I believe.
I'll probably hit the Mackinac repeater then.
And there's also one in the Mayo area.
Miles it then, that's a little closer to Indian River.
WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring, Saginaw County.
WSFR 966 993, you're coming in loud and clear in Oscoda, Michigan.
Copy that, Oscoda, appreciate you. What repeater are you running off of, if you don't mind me asking?
Repeat, please.
Which repeater are you running off of up there in Oscoda?
No repeater, a handheld. Bouncing off of, we're not sure which one.
The only one up there is Sheboygan. You've got to be on Sheboygan.
Good to know, thank you.
Sorry about that, my 4-year-old got the radio.
This is WSIT 284. I just want to throw it out there. Oscoda is about equidistant between Sheboygan and Saginaw, and Saginaw is right across the bay there.
WSGH 922 for 993. You're sounding real good now, man. You're must be back on your normal system there. Sounding really good.
Thanks, Chad. I think you're right. The Flint repeater here is back up and running. WSGH 922.
Roger that, WSBM 993 monitoring.
WSFR 966, Oscoda, I think we're hitting a Lincoln, Michigan repeater.
Ooh, she's on Mayville. Go figure.
WS 202, base to mobile. Mobile to mobile.
WSDH 380, monitoring.
WSDI 432 monitoring.
The RZF 865 monitoring.
Station 432, Jimmy out there, WSGH 922.
Hey, what's up, 922? This is WSGI 432.
How you doing, man? I was eating dinner. Heard you throw your call out there. How you been, man?
I'm pretty good. I was just slapping some food on the grill there when I called out.
Ah, very good. Yeah, we were eating, so just thought I'd get back with you. How's that book coming?
It's coming. I'm it's a lot easier doing the book than it is on the computer there. So I'm going to read it a few times and go give that test a try, and maybe I can get it done there.
Okay, yeah, let me know when you get ready. I'll make sure we get you set up.
Yeah, right on, man. I appreciate that. Yeah, I don't know what all it takes to get set up, but, yeah, that'll be great.
It's just once... I forget what day it is. It's a Tuesday, I believe. Once a month they do it. But I know a couple guys that do it, VEs.
Yeah, that's cool. I'll definitely let you know when I'm ready for it.
Yeah, good deal. Yeah, Jack sits out here. He's getting ready to take his general test here. He's been wanting to get on HF, so he's getting ready to take his here in the next week or two.
Very cool, yeah. Yeah, I'll try one step at a time there, but maybe I'll like it and venture up the chain there.
Yeah, roger that. I didn't mean to take your general right away, but... yeah, it's all good. All right, Jimmy, I'll let you get back to your dinner there if you're getting ready to eat. I just heard you out there, thought I'd say hello. WSGH 922, we'll be on the side here.
All right, Greg, good talking with you there. This is WSGI 432, I'll be monitoring.
Good evening, everybody. This is WSUT 257, going to be mobile and monitoring.
WSEU 202, good evening, good evening, sir.
Good evening to you as well, 202. How are you doing?
I just out here cleaning off my workbench and heard you talking there. I thought I'd shout out to you.
Roger that. I'm just on my drive home here myself. Finally here, that 202.
Is that the 202 mobile I heard out there?
Yep, you got the 202 mobile.
Yeah, there you go, man. Between the radio and the fans going in this joint, man, I can hardly hear you.
what they say is fiery about your luck.
All right, well, the radio works for that. I'll get back at you in a little bit, all right? WSU-202, and we're clear on your final.
Yeah, talk to you later now.
WSIL 946 monitoring. WSOZ 793, listening in. What's going on? WSAL 946.
How about them tires? WSCY 438.
Everything's all right over here, just taking it easy. Trying to beat the sweating, whatever else they're rising. Yeah. Well, it's kind of nice right now. I shut the air conditioning off. I don't know, Friday, something like that, when it cooled off, and I kind of refused to turn it on, but I'm thinking for tomorrow it's gonna have to hit that baby up again.
Yeah, Roger that. When's that supposed to start again and all that hot heat and everything? Tomorrow?
Well, I'm just looking at my iPhone here. It says a high 84 tomorrow. Then we'd be up, you know, Friday, Saturday, we're up 87, 88. I don't see any 90s in here, though.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it got up to like 81, 82 somewhere here. To me, that's hot. You know, fans that got to pull the fan out of the window, shut it, hit the air conditioner, and that's about it. It's cooling down now. What am I showing here? Well, I'm showing 76, so that's not bad. I got the fan back in the window running there, okay?
Yeah, roger that. Well, hey, you know, I'm still screwing around with the 12th issue we both have, and I'm starting to come to some conclusions.
Hey, I'm listening. What's your conclusion?
I think I told you the other day, I tidied everything up. You know, put the mounting bracket right on top of my power supply for the DD20, you know, and wrapped up the power lines. I hung my antenna in a kind of sort of in a corner, different part of the kitchen here. Pulled up the coax, you know, large, and giving me all kinds of trouble. Then I just moved the antenna back. I unsnipped the, you know, uncoiled the coax, got it away from the power. There's a bunch of power crap coming down the wall here, you know, everything I got plugged in, and it went away.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I slid my antenna, it's on the cookie sheet, you know. I slid it more towards the window, slid it on the cookie sheet more towards the, you know, towards the window there, so it's more at the window now. And I don't seem to be having any issues yet. It's been squelching on me pretty much. But, you know, I mean, I don't have my hopes up, but it hasn't unsquelched on me yet there, okay?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's just the conditions, you know. Maybe it's just a coincidence. I did move my stuff and everything got better. I don't know, because mine, it only did it when I rearranged things.
Roger, did you, when you first got the radio and the power supply, did you run them separate for mounting the radio onto the power supply?
I sure did, yeah. I had the supply up on the counter, you know, with the 12 volt coming down to it. I had the radio sitting in a chair with some Jimmy antenna hanging pretty much right above it, and I never had any problems there.
Yeah, Roger that, because that kind of, still in the back of my mind, I wonder if maybe me mounting this radio on top of this power supply could be it, could have been it. Because when I was running the power supply and the radio separate, with the radio sitting next to the power supply and everything, I didn't have any problems. But like I said, you told me what you did. So I turned around, I slid my antenna over on the cookie sheet towards the window, closer towards the window, and I haven't had any problems yet, though. But like I don't have my hopes up, but if it works this way, it'd be great. It'd be great, you know.
Well, I'm thinking before I do anything different, I'm just going to leave it alone, just like it is. Make sure it's not conditions out there and whatnot that's just causing it. You know, if it never comes back, I know something, you know, the way it was set, where the baby, the coax, I don't know, you know, something wasn't right. So I'm going to leave it alone for a little while.
Yeah, Roger, that's the same here. I'm going to leave it now and see what happens. Like I said, I don't have my hopes up, but, you know, I'm like that. But all the time I've had it on today, I haven't had to do it. So, I don't know. And it could be conditions. It could be in conditions, but because I was talking to some guy out of Ohio. I got him written down here somewhere. I was talking to Ed. I had a guy coming out of Ohio, Ed. Was talking to me, and he was on a ground plane, and he wanted to try his Yaki beam. You know, asked if I would sit by until he switched over. Yeah, sure, you know, and stuff. And I had no problem. The squelch was going every time there, okay?
Yeah, Roger that. Well, like I said, we're going to let it sit. Yaki beam, like Simplex, right to you?
No, duplex, man, repeater. I had Ed coming in from Ohio, and then this guy in Ontario, he come in really good, hitting the repeater, wanted a radio check, and I wanted to talk to him. I got confused because one time in the beginning, I got a guy from Ontario came up in here, and I started talking to him. When I got done, Jack 448 told me it's illegal. That was illegal. You can't talk to people outside the United States or something. There's a certain line. Certain line when you can't talk to. And the guy from Ontario, man, he was coming in good. And I told somebody else how good he sounded, you know, trying to insinuate that he sounds good. I just didn't want to talk to him direct. I felt kind of bad about it there, okay?
Yeah, I heard the same thing somewhere. Well, talking out of the country is FCC no-no.
you know. Man, all the skip we used to talk, I guess we'd be in trouble, huh?
Yeah, Roger. Well, you're on CB, it don't matter. You're not really so, you know, back in the day of when the CB was enforced by the FCC, yeah, you couldn't, you only could talk so far, la, 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 blah, blah, blah. You couldn't talk to other countries or, you know, whatever the case, you know, that's all out the window. But here, yeah, I didn't know, I told Jack, I said, yeah, I just talked to some guy in Ontario. He was way out in Ontario. And Jack told me that was illegal. You can't do that. That's a no-no. Okay, now I know. I didn't know at the time. And this guy from Ontario, man, was coming in really good. Smooth. And so I was just talking. I forgot who I was talking to here. But I was telling him, yeah, this dude in Ontario sounds really good. And I was trying to let Ontario know he sounded really good without talking directly to him there, Roger.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the FCC's got better things to do than deal with that sort of thing, you know, my opinion. But they put the rules down, and you gotta abide by them, I suppose.
Yeah, well, you know, if it was CB, I wouldn't care, because, you know, I know they don't enforce that no more. Too many CBers out there for them to really, you know, enforce it. And anyway, Ed was coming out of Ohio really good on his ground plane. He was sounding really good, and then he said he was going to go over to his Yagi and asked me if I'd stand by. I said, yeah, sure. I'm thinking now, if you sound that good off a ground plane, you know, you got a Yagi and you pointed up this way, man, you should really get up in here. But I lost him then. That was it.
Oh, I see. That yeah, you didn't perform for him then, right?
I think the propagation let go or something, because after he waited for him for the Yagi, I didn't hear from him since.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. Well, I'll tell you, I'm sitting here in the kitchen with the doors open and the windows open. It's feeling fans on. It's feeling really nice out right now.
Yeah, it's even feeling good over here now. Like I said, I opened the window back up and stuck the fan in when I found out it was down in the 70s. I don't mind that. It's not hot. And it stays on the AC, and yeah, it feels great. I'm sitting right next to it. My window fan here, I got one of them double fan window fan to blow in. Make it blow out, or make one blow in while the other blows out, da-dee-da, you know.
Yeah, Roger, you know, I've never had one of those dual fans, but I've always wanted one. Hell, they've been around forever. One will blow in, the other will suck it out. I'm going to try it. You know, one thing, Dave, I am getting like a long 12 scale, generally, you know. A second or so, maybe. I don't know, man. I don't know.
You sure it ain't the repeater identifying itself with your key?
Well, yeah, the repeater always does that, you know. But, I don't know. Like I say, everything's a work in progress, man, I'll tell you.
WSJF-896, monitoring.
Yeah, WSJF got you in there. All right, man, well, I'm gonna go ahead put it on the site. I don't have no squelch problems yet, but, you know, we'll see how it goes. Like I said, I don't have my hopes up, but we'll see how it goes there. Anyway, I'll talk to you in a little bit. My friend, I'm going to go ahead and get on the quiet side and monitor and just enjoy the breeze blowing on me, I guess. I'll catch you in a few. WSFZ-793. I'll clear after yours.
All right, 793. Dave, have a good one, yeah. I'll
I'll be monitoring here anyway for hours. You know, I don't, my sleep's kind of screwed up. Great talking, man. WSIL 946. I'm clear.
Station 793, WIUG, 48, copy.
Oh, come on, Jack, go ahead.
How you doing? You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing about as good as I'm going to get there. I'm just hanging out and just got on here to see if anybody was out here there, Roger.
I heard you talking about Canadian. No, you cannot talk because Windsor is right here. GMRS is different from HAM, also different from the CB. And I say it right there on the FCC website. You cannot talk on the GMRS with Canadian. You got that? And if you don't believe me, go on the FCC website and say it. The only thing is, okay, that guy has to be on 2-watt radio. And his radio has to say whatever it has to say, and he's got to have a cosign.
Yeah, Roger, that he did have a call sign and everything. He called for a radio check, and I said, go ahead. You know, you sound good. Sounded really good. And then he said he was in Ontario, and he asked me something, and I thought, no, I can't answer this guy. Because, yeah, I believe you told me. You're the one who told me that it's illegal. So I forgot who I was talking to here on this side. Up there might have been a Bob or somebody, but I was telling the person, yeah, that guy in Ontario sounds really good through here. I figured I'd let Ontario know he was making it without directly talking to him, Roger.
Dave, give me his cosign. I'm going to find out.
No, I'm sorry, Jack. I didn't log him in. I didn't log him or nothing. Once he told me he was in Ontario, I just totally went back to what I was doing over here. I felt bad, but I know you're not supposed to talk to them. So I was just telling somebody else he sounded good, hoping he'd hear me and know that he's making it. But whatever the case, but no, I didn't log him. I don't have his numbers.
Well, yeah, see, look, I mean, I don't hate Canadians or anybody, you know that, okay? But if he got his cosign, I'd like to check him out, whoever it is. He might give you a wrong cosign. You got that? That's number one. Number two is Windsor is right here. That's why the FCC would not let nobody on that, especially GMRS. You cannot talk to these people unless they have a different... radios, they gotta have a different radios, and it's only 2-watt, and if you open where the battery is, it's saying this is okay to operate in Canada.
Yeah, right to that. I'm not familiar with all that, but it was good, it was conditioned, because I was talking to Ed down out in Ohio when he came in. Ed was, I was talking to Ed in Ohio. I got his number. It's here somewhere, 208. I think that's what it says. And he was trying a ground plane. Ed in Ohio was trying a ground plane out. And then he asked me if I'd stand by. He was going to try to go over to his Yagi. And I told him, yeah, I'll stand by, sure. And then that's when the guy from Ontario came in. And I told him his radio sounds good. He just said he threw his numbers out and said, for a radio check. And I gave him, you know, I told him, I said, yeah, your radio's sounding good through the repeater. And then he told me he was in Ontario, and I thought, oh, geez. So, no, I got nothing against Canadians either. I mean, I like Canadians, too. I spent 3 years over there, 2 years over in Toronto with a girl. So, but you told me talking over there to Canada is illegal, and I know more than I do, and so I didn't want to get in a conversation with him, get in trouble, okay?
Yeah, no problem. But it's really, it's right there on the FCC website. Because we're close to Windsor, and that is the reason why. If we like in Buffalo, New York, or Las Vegas, and all that, you can talk to him, no problem. But not close to the border. And we are close to the border. And that's why FCC said no.
Yeah, roger that. Well, that's what I mean, you know. When as soon as you said he was in Ontario, I thought, oh, geez. You know, and so I didn't speak directly at him no more, as bad as I felt. Because I think he wanted to get a conversation going, but I wasn't going to do it, man. I just, you know, I was in a pickle. So I just more or less ignored him.
But Dave, you should have explained to him, we cannot talk to you because we're close to Detroit, and we are in Detroit, okay? You should explain it to the man. It's better that way. And they would do. A lot of them understand. I had the same problem about 2 months ago, and I explained to him. He said, thank you. I appreciate that. He was across the water, by the way.
Yeah, well, that thought did come into my mind. I thought maybe I should tell him that, you know, you sound good, but we're not allowed to talk to you because you're across the border, FCC rules or something. I should have, you know, but I just, when he told me he was in Ontario, kind of threw me for a loop.
All right, Dave, that's all I got to say. I'll clear out of here. WIUG 48, clear.
Guys, yeah, I still appreciate the info there. Set me straight on that a little bit there. Anyway, good talking to you. You sound great, man. Sounding great through the repeaters. Later, have yourself a good evening, my friend. WSFZ 793. I'm listening.
By the way, I got your phone number on my phone, so if you want me to text you, I don't mind texting you. Otherwise, I'll leave it for next time.
If you don't mind me having it, just go ahead and text it to me sometime there, and I'll put it in my thing there, you know, whatever, my contacts. And, if you want to talk about that, you want to talk about the business there with the motors, you know, I'd rather do it over the phone. So, yeah, just text it to me anytime.
All right, Dave, good enough. Take care, buddy. WIUG 48.
Do the same, my friend. WSFZ 793.
WSJF 896. I got a signal check.
Station 896. WIUG 48. What kind of signal check are you looking for?
Just looking at TV coming through. I'm just talking on a handheld. It's a 5-watt handheld, talking to the teacher and repeater here, seeing if I'm getting them. New to GMRS.
Well, are you on Richmond? He said Richmond repeater. Is that what he's saying?
No, going through the Detroit repeater.
Now you're sounding good. You're coming here 5x9, but there's a beep on your end over there. I don't know what that beep. It has to be taken off. It's not my rules. It's the people on the repeater. They don't want no Roger beep or any kind of beep out there. Roger, I know you're new, which is no problem, and welcome to GMRS. Any help you need, I'm here to help you out. WIUG 48, my name is Jack.
Jack, I appreciate your help. I'll see if I can get rid of that beep. I'm John. Once again, I'll be clear here on WSJF 896.
No problem, buddy. Take care, and you have a good evening. And the radio sound good, and stay where you have, because those repeaters out there, they need, you know, they need to be straight up in the air, the radio. Also, a good antenna. And I don't know if you have that antenna, Nagoya 771G.
So I just got a TID radio antenna, 771 antenna, because a knockoff here. Just standing outside here on my porch, messing around with the new radio.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, but that Nagoya 771G, then in the wintertime, you don't have to stay outside. Just be by the window. You'll do a good job. Roger.
Copy. I appreciate the advice there. I'll be clear after this last transmission here at WSJF 896.
No problem. Good talking to you. Take care. WIUG 88.
WSAL 946. Can I get in here?
Station 946, go ahead.
Oh, hey, Jack. Great to hear you out here, as usual. Just thought I'd chime in. Well, yeah, you know, you can throw that out on this Nagoya 771G. And I finally bought one, and man, what a difference. It's, you know, you can take that SM to the bank.
All my radio, that's what they have, 771G. Just make sure when that antenna comes from Amazon, right on the antenna in the bottom says 462. Just make sure of that. Because 2 years ago, I got one that doesn't say and was not good enough. So otherwise, they are the best antennas out there. I have people tested them, and I tested them too.
Well, so did I a little bit. I mean, I don't get mobile too often, or you know, out and about with a handheld, but definitely much better. Definitely works good. And yeah, mine does say. I kind of looked into the counterfeit. There's ways to tell when you look at a counterfeit versus a genuine. And yeah, I got a good one.
That's good anyhow. I just hate them because they're too long. That's all. Otherwise, they work excellent with these repeaters out there, by the way.
Hey, you don't want to poke your eye out, kid. What'd that come from? Oh, it was a Christmas movie. The kid wanted a BB gun, and they told me to shoot his eye out. Well, he's big antennas, and you got to be careful.
Armpit tickler.
That's right, armpit tickler.
WSGH 922, how you doing, Jack?
Oh, very good, how about you?
Doing really good. Doing really good. I just thought I'd throw that in real quick because that was the opportune time.
You know,
no problem, Greg, anytime.
You guys doubled.
That was a good time yesterday anyhow. I had a good time. All right, Greg, I got back out of here. I want to go on that 10 meter. I want to see who's out there. Because that guy's got in inside. I did a little cleanup outside, that's why. All right, we'll talk later. 922, take care. WIUG 488.
Okay, Jack. Good talking with you. Take it easy, Ralph. WSGH922. I'm listening.
Well, you take care, buddy. And anytime you got a question. And that DB20 you got out there, it's a bitch radio. I got two of them with a 72 Magnum mount. The squash you were saying, and I heard it a few times, you do that, put it on number one. You should be doing good with number one squash. And it shouldn't change at all.
Alright, 922. Good talking. WSIL 946. Jack, I want to talk squelch with you on these DB20s if you've got a minute.
Go ahead.
Well, 793 Dave and myself, we've been having some same kind of issues where the squelch won't break after transmission, and it just, you know, you get no power on the meter, but it's and no matter how high you set that squelch, it won't go away.
Let me ask you, you program it by the computer or by hand?
With the computer, I'm using the Chirp software.
Well, but just make sure, you know, when you do the software, you do it right. And also, when you take it off the program, check it out, you know, by your hand. It should tell you what is it on. And it's got to be the same thing.
Well, I've been screwing around with it now for a couple weeks, and my conclusion is I had coiled up coax, and I moved the antenna back to its original spot, and I got, so that got it away from the AC power cords I got hanging all over here, and that squelch top went away.
Well, because these radios, I mean, I'm not saying they're very sensitive, but you know what? Really, I would put that antenna, you know, with nothing around it. And that is the best thing. And you know what? That antenna is, if you have that Nagoya 72, it's a good antenna. I don't know if you have that one or not.
No, right now I got a roll-up Slim Jim. Who makes this thing? N9TAS. It's a 450 ohm ladder line. You know, no ground plane needed. I get out real well and I receive well, but you know, in the wrong place, it's we got squelch issues.
Well, I don't know. I never tried with the antenna you got out there. I always have that Nagoya 72, and it does a good job. Even if you put it outside, the antenna, it does a hell of a job with that DB20. And DB20, it's a good, excellent radio.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I'd have to pay somebody to get on the roof and mount an antenna for me. I'm thinking about putting one in the attic. I know I'll probably get some DB, some loss, but what do you think about that?
We got that Nagoya 72. Just put it outside. You know, I have a few people. You know where they put them? Right on top of DTE meter. Right, put it out there, and it's got a good connecting and everything else. And they work great.
Wait a minute. You're telling me right on top of the power meter, and that doesn't give it problems?
Oh, if you got the Nagoya 72, if you have that one, I don't know about the other ones, and we never tried the other ones, but this one
It really don't give you no problem at all.
I'm going to look into it. I'm going to look into it right now. Is this thing hanging? Is my antenna hanging in the kitchen is just not good. I got to get it out of here. I can't have, you know, that thing dangling around.
Rob, here's what you do. If you get that 72 in Nagoya and put it on top of a refrigerator, and you're not going to have no problem at all.
Well, I wrote it down. Nagoya 72. I'm gonna check it out right now, Jack. WSIL 946. I'm going to go clear and monitor.
All right, good talking to you. Take care. WIUG 488.
488,
this is WSJF 896. Station 896, that beep is still on. I don't know, it doesn't go off. I don't know why, but maybe in the ID, that's where the beep is on. I don't know what kind of radio do you have, or, you know, what else I cannot tell you. Roger?
Yeah, Roger, I was just giving you a call back to see if I was able to resolve that beep issue. I'm currently just operating off a TID radio, CDH3+.
Yeah, I really don't know anything about those radio because I don't have one. I have a Rocktail and I have Bullfinger radios, and I have the DB20. I don't have that kind of radio, so I don't know what to tell you. Maybe somebody out there help you out on that, to take that beep off. Roger?
Roger that, Jack. I appreciate your help. I'll keep messing around with it here, seeing if I can get rid of it. Appreciate your help, though. WSJF 896 is clear.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime. Anytime you need any help, we'll help you out as much as I know, you know, because otherwise, you know, I say I can't help it because I don't have that radio, honestly. If I would have had it, I would have told you where to go and everything else. All right. Catch you later. WIUG 488.
This is WSAB 841 monitoring.
WSTI 847. WSTI 847. WIUG 48, copy.
WSA 47, how are you doing, Jack?
Oh, I'm doing good, and you're sounding a lot better from yesterday. Very good. Audio perfect, signal perfect. Roger.
Yeah, real good, Jack. Yeah, the band is awesome. It's way up. My repeater's almost full scale down here, so just been listening around a lot. A lot of stations coming in tonight. We'd like to, we could probably work Simplex, actually, on UHF. It's so good tonight. Go ahead.
Roger, yeah, I was on Florida today. A lot of people. Last night there was about 45 people on the 40 meter. And the 20 meter was today, it was about 10 people on it. But nothing on 10. yet. And 2 days ago, I don't know, there's a guy in Ireland. They developed the software. Two people, developed the software, and I heard them. They were on 20 meter 266. And what he said, put your call sign in, and I'll answer you on the radio. And I'm not kidding you, Dane. I put my call sign in on the radio, and he answered me back, and I said, well, thank you for coming back. You know what I'm saying? He was a very nice person out there.
Oh, it sounds good. Yeah, that's always good to get some European connections there. Yeah, you never know what you can get out there. So, yeah, hopefully the bands will open up a little bit more on the HF side there. So, just been listening here on UHF and a couple other bands that's really been open tonight. So, you sounded good, Jack. You're doing real good. No problem at all, Mike. Good.
Sure. You know, a couple of days ago on 17 and 18, 17 I was on, and it was two people came from, one of them from Vancouver, and the other one from Ireland, too.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, there's a new high-profile repeater down this way on 16 here on 575. You could probably find a PL there, but it's got some nice coverage, so yeah, if you ever give it a shot there, listen for that one there, Jack. So they had it on the air about 2 weeks or so now, so it's really nice on a commercial tower down here in one of the TV towers.
Roger. Yeah, I know. But I don't have the frequency for that one. When you get a chance, maybe you can text me or tell me the frequency, and I'll see if I can find the PL for that.
Yeah, Roger, I can text you there, so no problem. Anyway, I'll let you go. You have a great evening there, and I'll talk again. Sounds awesome tonight. Signals are phenomenal. You have a great one. We'll talk again soon, Jack. Take care. WSAI. 847 Cleveland, I'll be clear.
Hi, Dan. Good to hear you out there and talking to you, too. You take care and you have a good evening. We'll talk again tomorrow. WIUG, 88.
He's booming in here tonight, Cleveland. WSGH 922.
Greg, I don't know if they heard you or not. WSCI 847, WIUG, 48, copy.
I got
it now. Sorry,
Jack. I just was
WIUG, 48.
Loud and clear tonight.
Are you on, what, on 20 meter or 40?
I wasn't on any. I was on my computer here.
All right. No problem. I'm going to jump over there on the other side anyhow. Talk to you a little bit later. I got to shut this thing down for a little bit. WIEG 48.
Hey, Jack. Have a good evening. WSGH 922. We'll be listening.
WRKE 880. Monitoring.
That station on there. Come on back.
That's 329 out here, Jack.
Here's the guy I haven't talked to in a long time. How are you, Tim? WIAG48.
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good out here. Looks like on the side and all that hand there.
That handheld, you gotta move it around a little bit more. Cause you're not doing it good.
Yeah, I'm on
I only heard I'm on and that's it.
Okay, I'm not making a repeater at all.
And how are you hitting the repeater? Are you on 675 or 625?
I'm on the 625 right now, and I'm on the handheld. Yeah, I'm outside here. Got some sausages on the grill. A late snack.
Damn, you got it right now. Stay where you're at. You're doing 100% good. So, yeah, I had some snacks, too. Couple of those bars, you know, those candy bars. Not the candy bars, but the other bars, you know, the one that does not make you hungry. No, Jimmy, you ain't coming clear yet. No, you moved around a lot. Well, I know that's what I had side by side, and that's about it. Roger.
WRKE 880, Lewiston, Michigan. Standing by.
Station 880 or at Lewiston, Michigan. Come on back. WIUG 488. I'm in Rochester.
WSJF 896.
I don't know what, I know you're on a handheld, but do a favor, put your handheld straight up in the air. You do a lot better if you do that. Roger.
Roger that. Yeah, I just want to see if I get that seat thing taken care of.
Yes. Now it's very quiet, which is good. Yeah, you got it taken care of. Thank you, anyhow, for taking care of that. It's not me, honest to God. It's the guys out there with the repeater. They don't, because they're going to be interfering with their equipment. And that's why I was telling you.
I get it 100%. It's day two with using this radio here, so I'm just trying to figure out all the settings and stuff. So appreciate you giving me a little bit of advice there, and I look forward to talking with you in the future.
Okay, no problem, anytime. Just give me a shout, and I'll help you out as much as I can, really. You take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG 48.
All right, take care. WSJF 896.
WSDM 993 monitoring.
WRKE 880 Northern Michigan, standing by.
880, where about you at? WSAL 946, Mount Clemens repeater. No, I'm on Detroit actually.
Michigan.
No copy, 880. WSAL 946 and clear on standard.
Yeah, I think conditions are coming and going, but Lewiston, Michigan, WRKE 880.
I got you now, like gangbusters. Yeah, sounding good. Mount Clemens repeater has been a little weak for me, even though I'm real close to it. So I've been sticking with this 625. Hey, look, I'm getting full bars off the repeater, but you have no audio, sir.
All right, conditions are changing rapidly, so I'm going to keep my eye on the map, and I'll try again later. WRKE 880.
I caught that. Roger that. Yeah, you almost sounded like old Skip, where you were up and down. 880. Have a good night. WSIL 946.
WRUG 488. WRUG 488. WSDM 993. Copy, Jack. WRUG 488 from WSDM 993. No contact on WRUG 488, WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
WIGG 959, something in your handle.
Station 959 from WSBM 993.
Yeah, go ahead there, 993.
Yeah, you said you're testing out a new handheld there, copy?
Yeah, I got a qualifying DM32, and I'm just getting it programmed up and seeing how it works. Looks like it's hitting the repeater pretty good. I'm sitting in my room, so I'm not even outside, just on the stock antenna. I don't know. Looks like it's doing a pretty decent job.
Yeah, copy there. Yeah, you're sounding pretty decent over this way. At least to me, you are sounding pretty good. I can understand you and make you out okay.
Well, that's a good sign. If it gets out and is copyable from this position, then usually anywhere other than this position works out pretty even better. So, that's, like I said, a good sign.
Yeah, a little staticky that time, but yeah, you're doing okay with it.
Yeah, let me try the Mazel. Is that any better on the Mazel, or it actually should be weaker on the Mazel, but some radios are, some radios aren't.
Yeah, Mazel now. Yeah, I think you didn't hear it when I switched over to the Mazel.
All right. Well, thanks for the comeback there, Chad. Hope everything's going good on your end. I'm going to get back to programming this thing. I got to get the digital side programmed now. Hopefully that works as easy as the analog side did. And I will talk at you later. WITG 959. I'll be clear and monitoring on your final.
Roger that. Same to you there, my friend. You take care. Have yourself a great one. It was good hearing from you and talking to you. Talk to you soon, hopefully. Have a good night there. WSBM 993 will be monitoring.
WRCY.
WRC. Clear.
WSAB 841 monitoring.
WSIE 375 monitoring quick comm shoot.
WSIW 75 Mobile 1 listening in. WSIW 755 Mobile 2